The British Chambers of Commerce have released their quarterly economic survey, and it's pointing to short-term stagnation across the country. We're looking at Cornwall, though, here, and we're trying to find out what is happening in Cornish business. We've got Sue Hook from the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. Sue, just tell me, what are we hearing from Cornish businesses?
I think the main thing to say is that in Cornwall, we are slightly better than the UK average. We are not just holding our own, but we are slightly better than the national average.
What sort of figures have we got which are pointing towards the fact that we are holding our own?
Well, one of the really good things is that employers are maintaining or increasing their workforce, and that comes out at a figure of 83% in Cornwall, which is above the national average.
One of the things that we've been very good at in Cornwall is training. How is it looking at maintaining that training in Cornwall?
It's looking very good, actually. We are doing above, again, slightly above the national average, about 77%. And that is good news for employers because it actually puts them in a position that when economic situation starts to change and go up, they have a workforce that is ready, trained and ready to take on competitors right from the start, rather than having a period where they would ramp up. So investment in training now and hanging on to your existing workforce for employers is a great opportunity.
One of the issues, I suppose, is however good some of the figures look comparatively to the rest of the country, there is still this confidence issue across businesses, across the country, really. How confident do they feel that 2012 is going to go well?
I think there's a lot of nervousness, actually, that there are many companies, big and small, who are hanging on in there. And there has been a lot of talk from government about action to help and support small businesses. I would really like to see some of the recommendations and ideas that government are putting forward translated into action. So it really helps small businesses to sustain and grow their business.
Because I suppose a lot of businesses will hear all these ideas, these plans and things going through Parliament to change, improve the way things happen, you know, changes to the law. But they're thinking, we need help now.
You're quite right. And running a small business is tough. It's challenging. And we look to government as small businesses to help us in whatever way they can. But please, could they hurry up?
I suppose the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce is trying to get that message, lobby to politicians to make sure that hammers home with the government.
Very much. There's a lot of really good ideas out there to help small businesses, and we're past the point of talking now, and we'd actually like some action.